Welcome back to the Dissecting Musical Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Nick, and in today's episode, I'm going to discuss Shrek the Musical, one of my favorite musicals. So, let's get into it. A synopsis: set in a musical once upon a time sort of land, Shrek the Musical is the story of a hulking green ogre who, after being mocked and feared his entire life by anything that clears his path, retreats to an ugly green swamp to exist in a happy isolation. Honestly, that's a good life. Let's be honest. You know, we all been through quarantine before. So this would be nothing. Just saying. Think about it. Like, I want you to dig deep and think about it. Because a life, that is. The cast: Brian James plays Shrek. Sutton Foster, who was a famous Broadway actress, and I kind of love her. She plays Fiona. Donkey is played by Daniel Breaker, who learned played Aaron Burr in Hamilton in the Chicago production. And Christopher Sibier played Lord Farquaad, the tiny, tiny man. The musical was written by David Lindsay. He wrote many plays and wrote one of my used-to-be favorite movies. I haven't seen in a while. It's called Oz the Great and Powerful. It's like The Wizard of Oz, but without Dorothy and the other people. So it's like, basically, the story about the wizard when he went to Oz. The music was written by Lindsay Testry. She wrote music for Shrek the Third and Disney movies like Mulan 2 and The Little Mermaid: Ariel Beginning. I'm glad that this musical still had the vibe of the movie while still giving what's supposed to give as a stage musical. Like, at the end of the musical, they sing I'm a Believer. That's the same song that they sung in the movie. My favorite songs in the musical has to be I Know It's Today. This song is about, basically, Fiona is in her tower, and she is growing up throughout the movie, throughout the song. So we go to young Fiona, to teenage Fiona, to adult Fiona, which I'm very glad that they added that in the musical, because in the movie, we don't see Fiona until she's being saved by Shrek. So having that sense of, okay, we know where she is, we know where she grew up, we know the story, ta-da, if that makes sense. So if you don't know what Shrek is, it's about an ogre. His name is Shrek, and he lives in the swamp. But everything was going great until a bunch of fairy tale characters was kicked out of Duloc, the kingdom of Duloc, and dropped off on Shrek's swamp. And Shrek is very angry. So now he has to go to Duloc and try to get his swamp back. But on the way, he meets a donkey, a talking donkey, named Donkey. Or, I don't know, that's his name. It never said Donkey's real name, because Shrek always called him Donkey, so I'm guessing that's his name. So while that is happening, we meet this man. His name is Farquaad, and he is a tiny, tiny man. And the amount of tiny jokes they make in this musical is very much everything that I need in my life. So Shrek and Donkey finally make it to Duloc, and they get picked by Lord Farquaad to go rescue Princess Fiona. And next we get the song, Travel Song, which is my favorite song because of the references from Disney and the famous fairy tales, and a Puss in Boots reference, who is a character in Shrek 2. They finally make it to the tower, and they encounter a dragon. The donkey distracts the dragon, while Shrek goes to climb up the top of the tower, and Fiona finds out that Shrek was not a handsome prince, because it turns out that she is cursed. At night, she turns into an ogre. It can only be broken by true love's kiss, so she can take true love's form. So, apparently, Fiona's cursed, and at night, she turns into an ogre. So, if you have not seen the Shrek movies, it explains all that in the third movie of Shrek, I think, that movie, it explains of how she got the curse and how her parents are the worst people ever. Especially her dad. Her dad can't catch these hands. It becomes dark and they decide to take camp. in the next song we get is called Who I Be, and which I'm going to say is that I love this song, and I'm going to play this song because the vocals are slay, and I think everybody should know how awesome this song is. So enjoy this song.
A big, bright, beautiful world, but not for me.
Fate is known.
An ogre always stays in the dark. You're all alone.
All alone.
So yes, I'd be a hero, and if my wish were granted, I would be enchanted. A sort of story says, of course I'd be a hero, and I would scale a tower to save a hothouse flower.
The next morning, they go back on their journey, and Shrek and Fiona have an argument about who had the worst life. So let's think about this. Shrek lives on a swamp by himself with food, with water, or mud that he used as water, and Miss Fiona got locked in a tower with no water, no food, no bathroom. So yeah, I think Fiona won. But if we're talking about parents, it's a tie. Because Shrek's parents told him that he was ugly and how people wanted to kill him and made him leave home, while Miss Fiona's parents cursed her and locked her in a tower. So I say they're pretty equal on that. By the end, they find out they have a lot in common. And for the rest of the trip, they're friends. Yay, we love friends. But Shrek started getting feelings for her and tries to tell her, but he overhears Shrek and Fiona talking about how Fiona thinks that she's ugly and how no one wants to like her. So Shrek overhears her and he thinks it's about her, but it's actually about Fiona because she's an ogre. Because it's nighttime and we know because of the curse, she turns into an ogre at night. But when Shrek tries to confront her about it, she takes it the wrong way like he did. And then Lord Farquaad shows up and asks Fiona to marry him. Oh no, was this the end of Shrek and Fiona? No, it's not, because Donkey tells Shrek that he misheard them and everything that she said was about herself and not about him. Shrek makes it to the wedding, but is interrupted by the fairy tale characters, and they expose Lord Farquaad and tells everyone that his dad is one of Snow White's dwarves. But while that is happening, Fiona turns into an ogre. Shrek and Fiona kiss, and she stays an ogre, and the curse is broken. I hope you enjoyed this episode, because I had so much fun doing this one, because Shrek the Musical and Shrek the Movie are two of my favorite things ever. And if you have not seen them, I highly, highly recommend that you do so, because it comes with laughing, it comes with crying, and everything else in between. Again, I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you next episode. Bye.